Welcome aboard again, gang. It's time for Tube Talk. Bessie Smith down at Tube Talk, huh? John Goldkett and his orchestra. This is Tube Talk. My name is Paul Burish. We join you each and every week for a friendly hour of vintage music and radio chatter. We're glad you're aboard tonight. And you know, I have to ask you, friends, how do you remember? Are your memories triggered by a favorite smell? Maybe a favorite meal or a baked treat in the oven. Those olfactory senses are very powerful things, you know, very tightly wired into the old gray matter. Perhaps the sights you see along a drive through the old neighborhood bring you back to those early days of your life, and those memories just keep flowing back. For many people, music is a big way by which the memory faucet is turned on. If you're a boomer, it might be the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Dionne Warwick. Back in the 50s, it was early rock, doo-wop. Still some familiar names around there from some of the big bands of the 40s and their singers that were hanging on. Or the music you may have listened to at your first dance. Maybe that's what triggers those memories. Or music from your favorite radio that you used to listen to or played on your first phonograph. Maybe a nice RCA Victor phono radio combo. Maybe from the jukebox at the joint you used to hang out at. All have a way to transport you back in time. And here on Tube Talk, we go back even a bit further and celebrate the entertainers that fill the airwaves with their sweet and hot sounds. We also celebrate the electronics that made it all possible to hear them, whether you were in the country, out in the stick somewhere, or right down in the heart of the city. So we invite you on the memory bus tonight. Smell those cookies, Grandma just took them out of the oven. Let's turn on the radio, folks, and see where we wind up tonight. That's just another piece of marvelous work by Jean Gaultquet and his orchestra. That was a little piece called Roses. It's from April of 1926, a Victor recording. And doesn't that sound sweet? And you know, you may be asking yourself, as I used to ask myself, who is Jean Gaultquet? Well, he was an immigrant from France to the United States in 1911. He was a classical piano player, and apparently it was in an ensemble that got booted out of a cafe where they had a gig by a jazz ensemble, and he took that a little bit to heart. He was a little upset about that whole thing, but you know, later he admitted that changed his musical destiny, because he took off from that sort of classical piano routine that he was pursuing then, and he said, you know what, there is something to this jazz scene. And, you know, he was a classical piano player by training. His importance to jazz as a band leader in the 20s is really not so much as a composer or a musician, but as a band leader and organizer. And Gaultquet actually had over 20 bands under his name by the mid-20s, but it was his big main unit, the one that recorded for Victor during the 1924 to 1929 years, that is the one we remember the most today. And a lot of people pass through that band whose names are very familiar to us who enjoy vintage music and vintage radio. In 1926, for example, the band included Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Geez, heard of those guys before. Joe Venuti and the legendary cornetist Bix Beerdebeck. Bix's inability to sight read at the time, you know, he couldn't quite read the music. The stint was not long lasting, but Bix became the orchestra's top soloist for a time, and the jazz lineup was pretty impressive. The orchestra was among one of the best of the period, and imagine this, defeated Fletcher Henderson at a Battle of the Bands contest in New York. 1927, Paul Whiteman started hiring away many of Gaultquet's top jazz players, and the band leader's later recordings of lesser interest, although Hoagy Carmichael did some vocal work later in the Gaultquet orchestra life. Gaultquet also helped organize the Cotton Pickers, McKinney's Cotton Pickers, and the Orange Blossoms, which later became the Casa Loma Orchestra, which you may have heard of. He dropped out of the jazz business later in the 30s and worked as a booking agent and as a classical piano soloist. This is a little something that might sound a little more familiar to you by Jean Gaultquet. Thank you. Just a little kiss, please, will you, hon? Another Jean Gaultquet favorite song. And you know, what a backdrop to the Roaring Twenties. High times, market speculation, bathtub gin. Who knew this Jean Gaultquet fellow even existed? I have to admit, I am a fan of older music, but this guy was sort of in the shadows. I had heard one or two of his different arrangements, but I wasn't quite sure how big a phenomenon it was, and apparently it was quite a big one. And to get a recording contract with Victor back in those days, well, you had made the big time. Very interesting character, and interesting how he just walks away from the whole scene. Very successful guy, and he goes off to be a booking agent, and then he pursues this classical piano career again, and from what I understand, he even performed with some symphony orchestras a little later in his career and died at a very young age. I think he was just 63 or so. But a very interesting figure. You know, if you ever wondered who Uncle Al, you know, sitting there at that old three-dialer at the old Neutrodyne there, what he had coming through those headphones, it very well could have been Jean Gaultquet. Maybe it was this one here. Just in case you're wondering, that's Billy Murray doing the vocal work. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. And, you know, some very atypical sounds from the 20s there. The cymbal sound and sort of that jocular, jovial, bouncy little beat. You know, dancing right out on there on the cliff, the precipice of economic collapse. But, hey, what did we care? We had some illegal liquor, probably, and nifty music, and we got our raccoon coats on, and we're flipping and flapping, and This is the 20s, folks, and this is Tube Talk on WRCA 1330 AM. Just another nifty piece there, going back to see my Hoosier sweetheart down in Indiana. And you must be wondering, well, what's up with all this 20s music tonight? Well, we're taking a little different approach tonight. We're going to do a couple of focuses on some different musicians, some different bands of the era, but we'll mix in a little other swell music as well. It's summertime here. The living is easy. The music is good. And we're having some fun here on Tube Talk. So you stay tuned there and we'll keep you entertained, or at least we sincerely hope so. This is a cute one, and the weather's getting a little better, so let's take a ride in that old Oldsmobile, huh? Here we go. Back up the car. This is Livin'.
down the road of life we'll fly. Automobiling, you and I, to the church we'll swiftly steal. Then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
You know, if you really want to get out in that Oldsmobile, these are the guys for you. Who did we have on vocals there? Ray Lodwig, Doc Riker, and Howdy Quicksell. Now, this is a name for you. Howdy Quicksell sounds like somebody you'd meet down at the Oldsmobile dealership trying to put the strong arm on you, you know? So, lest you think we've turned into some type of a public radio documentary, musical documentary here. You know, we could always play something like this and really have some fun. This is something for all the people who appreciate really fine music.
Here's a silly ditty. You can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle. You can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, 'cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat. She's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat. She's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill?
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in your coupe?
By herself, she's a group.
Could she possibly sit upon your knee?
No, no, no.
She's too fat for me.
And she's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me.
We don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
Yeah, she's too fat, much too fat.
But she's just right for me. She's so charming and she's so winning.
But it's alarming when she goes in swimming.
We don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's too fat for me.
But she's just right for me. So I sure want her, you can have her. She's just right for me.
But she's too fat.
She's not too fat. She's just right for me.
She's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more. Some, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat, much too fat. She's too fat for me. Hey!
As a loon, some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune.
Heavy do, wooden do. Dozy, 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 little lambsy divey, a giddly divey do, wouldn't do. If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing bears eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh, mersey, dozy, 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 little lambsy divey, a giddly divey do, wouldn't do. A giddly divey do.
Dotes and dozy,
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a giddly
divey do,
wouldn't you? Mersey,
dotes and dozy,
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a giddly
divey do,
wouldn't you?
If the words sound queer, funny to your ear, a little bit mumbled and tumbled and jumbled and jivey, sing mersey, oats, dozy, oats, little lambs eat ivy.
That's the Merry Max with Mersey Dotes, and prior to that we had a, I'd say a most insensitive polka by Arthur Godfrey, Archie Blyer directing the orchestra. Well, you know, if you ever wondered what people used to listen to on those radios, they'd sit there forever listening to that stuff, and well, you know, you got to take the good, the bad, and everything in between. This is Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM. My name is Paul Burish. Here's something you usually hear. Well, this is the type of thing that, sort of a signature song for Frank Sinatra, but we have somebody here a little bit different, giving you his rendition of an American classic, maybe something that will appeal to the more mature in the audience this evening.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the strings. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. lucky me. Can't you see that I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Thank you very much, Mr. Crosby. That's the one and only Bing Crosby. Well, you know, maybe you've decided tonight that that 20 scene really is not what you're cut out for. Well, you know, our part two here of our Spotlight series on great American music, we're going to look a little bit at the Count Basie Orchestra. Some really nice stuff from the early Decca years, maybe the golden age of Count Basie and his orchestra. And what an interesting character. I mean, you listen to some of this stuff, and it's a big band fusion of jazz and blues, and stuff just sounds so slick. And, you know, to quote here from some Decca liner notes, jazz is an American invention of the 20th century. Its sound is the modern art of music. In his 80-year lifespan, William Count Basie so expanded and elevated the art from his legacy is regarded as an American institution by modern music connoisseurs around the world. Yet the affable Count was a very modest gentleman. His motions in musical conversations at the piano closely paralleled his approach to life itself. So one might predict that he'd be elated to know that the orchestral institution he founded in 1936 is still thriving today, and we need no further proof than this. Woogie, or I may be wrong, with Mr. 5x5 himself, Jimmy Rushing, on the vocals. And that's a pretty suave, sophisticated sound, but you can kind of hear some roots music in there too, and just quality stuff. That was Haunt Mo, don't you think? That was John's idea, and before that, we had something that may sound familiar to you, a early version of 1 O'Clock Jump. We hope you enjoy our slight departure from the regular format this week. Some quality music to hopefully put through your classic radio right here on Tube Talk. You can email the program. It's tubetalk1@gmail.com. You can visit us at tubetalkclassicradioshow.org. Thanks for listening, gang. We've got some more Count Basie coming your way. You know, we kind of have our own little battle of the bands tonight. Who do you prefer, Jean Golquette or the Counts? Not a soft spot in that orchestra, eh, folks? That's some good music. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in before we have to turn down the radio and head out of the door. So I thank you all for listening. Tell your friends. Tune into Tube Talk, streaming on the WRCA 1330 AM website and over the air in the greater Boston area. It's vintage radio at its best.
Thank you.
Oh boy, what swell music. You just can't get it anywhere else. And we occasionally should have shows like this from time to time for those of you who just get tired of hearing me talk. Thanks, gang, for tuning in and listening. We appreciate it. Nighty night now. See you next time on Tube Talk.